Steve.
G'day, Dave. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Look, Stixie's managed not to be around, but Ryan Pooley's been doing a bit of nursing on the Duna head case.
Well, we'll hassle
as well, so he's got all the details as well. So, mate, here he is.
Thank you very much. Just waiting while they swap headgear over there. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Fantastic. You enjoying the tour?
Yeah, it's been great so far, and just had a presentation tonight.
How'd you go? Did you win a trophy?
No, it was good to get our jerseys presented to us.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit better. There's some light there now.
Oh.
I can see. I'm trying to take a photo of you. Oh, there's one. Yep, good. I'll get a couple more.
Beauty.
So have you been getting much game time?
Yeah, I've played every game so far. It's been good.
Sweet. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and who do you play for?
I'm from Tamworth originally and just played for Farrer High at school. Played in a rival Ivan Uni Shield comps down at home.
Yep. Farrer go pretty good.
Yeah, we've been going not too bad the last couple of years.
Well, surprised I'm not to see he's in the grand final of the Uni Shield this year, actually.
Yeah, we sort of bombed out of it, but hopefully come back a lot better next year.
Are you going to school again next year?
Yeah, I've got one more year of school.
Sweet. Well, this will be a huge experience for you to take to school next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And your club footy too.
Yeah, teach all the boys stuff back home will be awesome.
Good on you. Good on you, that's the way. So, mate, we've got some questions here that we've been asking all the other fellas. You don't mind if we ask you as well?
Not at all.
Good on you, mate. Okay, here they come. Do you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish?
The French food is okay. Lots of bread. I like the garlic snails. They were nice.
Wow. Oh, that's a good answer. What did you like about the garlic snails?
You couldn't really taste any snail, just more garlic than the snail.
Did it slide down nicely or did you have to chew it?
Yeah, it was a bit greasy.
So it slid down?
Yeah.
And the frog's legs, did you have a go at them?
Yeah, it tastes a bit like chicken, actually.
Oh, really?
Funnily enough.
Like a chicken wing?
Yeah, like a chicken wing.
And how do they serve it to you? Boiled up, like, is it green? Is it foul-looking?
Oh, it looks a bit deep-fried with a bit of batter and stuff.
It looks a bit deep-fried.
You can make out the legs, for sure.
Oh, golly, I can't ask that. Here's another one. What did you think of the War Memorial?
Oh, it's good experience. Good to see what our Aussie troops have gone through to back then, and really good eye opener for someone that hasn't seen much of that in their life.
Yep. And was it like it's a nice clean area with just a few graves? What did you sort of think as you're walking around?
Oh, it's a real sobering experience to walk through there and look at all the graves and see all the ages of the men that died.
Oh, just young blokes, aren't they? Playing footy age.
Yeah, 17, 18-year-olds.
That's you,
most
blokes.
Of them. Yeah.
Well, let's hope we don't have to go to any more wars forever, eh?
Yeah, let's hope so.
And what was it like playing for Australia, mate? Standing there singing the national anthem. You tell him he's got to pick that left nostril.
Pick your nostril? Sorry. Yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life. Pulling on the green and gold jersey, playing for your country, nothing better than that.
Yeah, did you sing the national anthem really loud?
Oh, definitely. With pride every single time.
Good on you. So you've played in how many games?
I played in all four of them.
All four of them. Wow, that's pretty sort of sensational. And which one was your best? Which one was the hardest, I mean?
The hardest was probably the second game. The French 20s or...
19.
That was a tough game.
They're pretty good over there.
Yeah.
How would you compare that to, say, some tough games you've played at home, like Farrer versus Bass or something like that?
They're a lot bigger, a lot more physical.
Yep.
These games, but, good pace. I thought we matched pretty well with them, though.
Yeah, and your own form, how do you reckon you've been going?
I think I played pretty good in a couple of games.
Yep. Good.
Probably the last game against Wales was probably the best.
Excellent. What made you feel that you played your best against Wales?
Oh, everyone sort of pulled together in that game, and a lot more talk and a lot less penalties.
Yeah, and the boys are all mates by now too, which helps.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's sort of connected together a lot better.
Yeah, it's a pity there's not another couple of games, Ryan.
Yeah, we would have definitely gone a lot better if we versed the French again, I think.
But that's the problem, finding somebody to play is now.
Yeah.
Besides the Kiwis and the schoolboys, there's nobody else to play.
Yeah.
That'd be a good game against the schoolboys.
Yeah, it'd be a good game to play.
It'd be an interesting one to watch. And what about in England? What's your favourite place in England that you visited?
Manchester's a really nice place.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of shopping centres, and the Manchester United Stadium is awesome, yeah.
Did you go into, like, the touristy parts?
Yeah, we went through all the old Trafford Centre and the new Trafford Centre. It's good to see. Very cold, though.
Didn't happen to bump into David Beckham's missus, did you?
Unfortunately, no, but did see a lot of beautiful women here, yes.
Well, that's a shame. And what's been your favourite place in France?
Definitely Paris.
Yeah?
That's a great city. Lots of things to see.
And what did you do there besides visit the Eiffel Tower, mate? Did you, like, walk around the streets or catch cabs or ride a horse or what?
We walked down the main street, the Champs-Élysées, and you can spend hours down that street. Very expensive, though.
Oh, right, so that's like exclusive shopping or something, is it?
Oh, yeah, lots of shops and lots of people.
Well, that'd be good for a perv, too.
Absolutely, except all the French girls have boyfriends.
Oh, do they? And pointy noses.
Yes. Funny you should mention that.
Why?
Oh, just about all the boys here get up all the boys with pointy noses, so.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And this is your first trip overseas, isn't it?
Yeah, first for me.
First for you, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I've ran out of questions here. So why don't you say g'day to all your friends and family at home?
Sure. Everyone back at Tamworth, back at Farrah. Quick hello to Annie if you're there. Mum and Dad, Will and Mitch. Hello. I was supposed to mention Greeny's Doona Head's getting worse too.
Oh yeah, we've got to talk about that before you go. You've been a bit of a nursemaid, I hear, to the Doona Head sufferers.
Yeah, it's been getting worse for Greeny ever since he started this trip. It's been spreading all over his head, so.
Well, you're sending people mad over here. We don't know what Doona Head is. You'll have to explain to us.
According to Jono, it's a condition where you pull a doona over your head and fungus grows on your face.
And is there some kind of lack of vitamin D there involved?
Yeah, something to do with the skin irritation. You'll have to get Jono for the details on that.
Okay, I will. We'll get a medical opinion. And what about Barlow? What's he doing, the bludger?
His doona head's getting better, apparently. So.
Is it?
Yeah, he's been taking a bit of medication.
All right, so now we know what it is. They're growing a beard, are they?
Not quite. Just a bit of a skin problem.
Bit of a skin problem. Well, we'll have to wait until we see us at the airport, I suppose, to find out what's really going on.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks heaps for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Good on you, Ryan. I'll tell Dave I'll ring him back in about a minute.
All right. Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan. Good on you, mate. Bye.
See ya.